Between Mann's death and the great waves of Italian immigration after the 1870s, the country seemed content with McGuffey readers, Webster spelling books, Pilgrim's Progress, the Bible, and the familiar alphabet method for breaking the sound code. But beginning about the year 1880 with the publication of Francis W. Parker's Supplementary Reading for Primary School and his Talks on Pedagogics in 1883, a new attack on reading was mounted. Parker was a loud, affable, flamboyant teacher with little academic training himself. A man forced to resign as principal of a Chicago teachers' college in 1899 for reasons not completely honorable. Shortly thereafter, at the age of 62, he was suddenly selected to head the School of Education at Rockefeller's new University of Chicago, a university patterned after the great German research establishments like Heidelberg, Berlin, and Leipzig. As supervisor of schools in Boston in a former incarnation, Parker had asserted boldly that learning to read was learning a vocabulary which can be instantly recalled as ideas when certain symbolic signposts are encountered. Words are learned, he said, by repeated acts of association of the word with the idea it represents. Parker originated the famous Quincy movement, the most recognizable starting point for progressive schooling. Its reputation rested on four ideas. 1. Group activities in which the individual is submerged for the good of the collective. 2. Emphasis on the miracles of science, as opposed to traditional classical studies of history, philosophy, and literature. 3. Informal instruction in which teacher and student dress casually, call each other by first names, treat all priorities as very flexible, etc. And 4. The elimination of harsh discipline as psychologically damaging to children. Reading was not stressed in Parker's schools. Parker's work and that of other activists antagonistic to reading received a giant push forward in 1885 from one of the growing core of America's new, quote, psychologists, who had studied with Wilhelm Wundt at Leipzig. James McKean Cattell boldly announced that he had proven, using the tachistoscope, that we read whole words and not letters. Cattell's lusty ambition resounds in his cry of triumph, quote, "These results are important enough to prove those to be wrong who hold with Kant that psychology can never become an exact science," close quote. Until 1965, no one bothered to check Cattell's famous experience with the tachistoscope. When they did, it was found Cattell had been dead wrong. People read letters, not words. It was out of the cauldron of Columbia Teachers College that the most ferocious advocate of whole word therapy came. Edward Burke Huey was his name. His mentor, G. Stanley Hall. In 1908, they published an influential book, The Psychology and Pedagogy of Reading, which laid out the revolution in a way that sent a message of bonanzas to come to the new educational book publishing industry. Publishing was a business just beginning to reap fantastic profits from contracts with the new factory schools. Centralized management was providing a pot of gold for lucky book contractors in big cities. The message was this: children should be taught to read English as if it were Chinese, ideographically. Huey was even more explicit. He said, children learned to read too well and too early, and that was bad for them. Quote, "He must not, by reading adult grammatical and logical forms, begin exercises in mental habits which will violate his childhood," close quote. Huey concocted a novel justification based on Darwinian evolution, jettisoning the alphabet system. Quote, "The history of the language in which picture writing was long the main means of written communication has here a wealth of suggestions for the framers of the new primary course. It is not from mere perversity that the boy chalks or carves his records on a book and desk. There is a correspondence with, if not a direct recapitulation of the life of the race, and we owe it to the child to encourage his living through the best there is in this pictography stage."